Choose a comfortable sitting posture and stretch your shoulders to release any residual tension. And when you are ready, take a series of 5 deep cleansing breaths. As you do so, release all the worries and tensions of the day. Now relax your control over your breath, allowing it to settle into its own natural pace, neither too fast nor too slow. Then, in silence, mentally count each cycle of the breath, starting with 1, 2, up to 5, and then repeat this process of counting for a while. Then bring your attention into the present moment by focusing on the natural rhythmic movement of your breath. Placing your focus on the subtle sensations just beneath your nostrils. Let your mind rest on this movement of the breath, simply observing the rhythm of the in-breath and out-breath. Release yourself from any thoughts projecting into the past or any anticipation related to the future, and settle into the only reality that is here now, the present. Let your mind rest simply in the awareness of the gentle rhythm of your breathing. Now, with a relaxed but focused mind, picture someone from who you feel a great amount of love. It could be someone you feel some love for now, or sometime in the past that you felt love for someone. Maybe it's for an animal, or for a compassionate teacher, just someone in the world that currently or in the past you felt some tenderness and warmth for. Maybe a cute little kid. notice the feeling of tenderness and warmth that this brings to your heart and how it makes you feel. If you can. No worries if you can't. And now think of the time that this person or animal was going through a difficult time. And now feel a sense of concern or tenderness for this loved one. Feel a little bit of his or her pain and any urge you might have to reach out and help. And then recite these phrases to yourself. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you find peace and joy. Feel with your heart the wish for this person or animal or child to achieve happiness and freedom from suffering. And rejoice in his or her happiness. And now think of a time when you experienced great difficulty and suffered a lot. Notice how you feel when you think of such an experience. How does your heart feel? Then with feelings of tenderness and warmth and caring towards yourself, silently repeat these phrases. May I be free from suffering. May I experience peace and joy. May I be free from suffering. May I experience peace and joy. Then with a firm recognition that aspiration for genuine happiness is an essential part of your being, silently repeat the following phrases. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. May I find peace and joy. Feel with all of your heart that wish that you may achieve happiness and freedom from suffering. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. May I find peace and joy. Now picture someone whom you hold dear. Someone you find it easy to care for. This could be a family member, friend, child, animal. Maybe an experience you had in the past. Vividly feel his or her presence in front of you. Notice any pleasant feelings that form within you as you picture this dear one. And notice how much you enjoy those feelings. For a moment, imagine being this person or animal. And acknowledge that he or she has the same aspiration for genuine happiness that you yourself do. And now bring to mind another person. This time choose someone you recognize but not have had significant contact with. Someone for whom you have no special sense of either closeness or distance. Think of a real person you see quite often. Perhaps a bus driver, someone who works at your local cafe. Notice that the feelings that arise in you as you picture this person are indifferent. We're usually not concerned whether or not such a person is happy. But now try imagine being this person. Imagine this person's life, his or her hopes and fears. Which are every bit as textured, as multi-layered, and rich and diverse as your own. And now recognize the profound similarity between yourself and this person at a fundamental level. And cultivate this thought. Just like me, this person also wishes to achieve happiness and shuns even the slightest suffering. Then bring to mind a person who you may have difficulty with. Someone you think has done you harm or you feel dislikes you. Or someone you think takes satisfaction in your misfortune. Picture this person in front of you. Acknowledge any uncomfortable feelings you experience as you bring this person to mind, and how this thought reminds you of painful interactions with him or her. So really bring this person to mind. Then put yourself in his or her shoes for a moment and see if you can recognize that he or she is an object of deep concern to someone. He or she is a parent or spouse or dear friend to someone. Acknowledge that this person too shares the same fundamental aspiration for happiness that you have. And let your mind abide in this for a while. That this person that you dislike or that dislikes you, just like you, has the wish to be happy and not suffer. Finally, picture all three people together in front of you. And remember that they all equally share a basic yearning to be happy and free from suffering. On this level, there is no difference at all between these three people. In this fundamental respect, they're all exactly the same. See if you can mentally relate to each of these three people from that perspective, from this basis of common humanity that we all share. This shared aspiration for happiness and wish to overcome suffering are a common bond that unites us with all other beings. Let your mind abide in this awareness for a while. With this deep recognition that aspiration for happiness and the wish to overcome suffering are common to all, silently repeat this phrase. Just as I do, all others aspire towards happiness and wish to overcome suffering. Just as I do, all others aspire towards happiness and wish to overcome suffering. Now contemplate this thought. Not only do I share with others the same fundamental aspiration for happiness and wish to overcome suffering, but my life and the lives of the countless beings on this planet are intertwined in a network of relationships on which I completely depend for my survival and well-being. Consider the various necessities of your life, the things you require to maintain your life and health, as well as to flourish and achieve genuine well-being. From the food we eat, the clothes we wear, the house we live in, to the books we enjoy reading, the ideas that inspire us, and all the many services we take advantage of every day. Every product that's in the room you're sitting in right now. We depend on others for every single one of our comforts and joys, for our very survival itself. Our lives would be truly impoverished without the innumerable benefits we derive from the countless other beings every day of our lives. Let your mind abide in this awareness and deeply appreciate our interconnectedness for a while. As you contemplate the benefits received from such a wide range of different people, including countless strangers, let your heart open a bit so that a deep sense of appreciation and gratitude begins to arise in you, replacing whatever indifference or antagonism you might have felt towards others before. Let this natural feeling well up and permeate your whole being. Then contemplate this thought. Just as I feel happy when others wish me well and feel touched when others show concern for my pain and sorrow, so everyone else feels the same way. Therefore, I shall rejoice in others' happiness and feel for their pain and sorrow. Let your heart be permeated with a feeling of joy at others' happiness and a sense of concern for their suffering, and abide in these tender, caring feelings for a while. Once again, recalling your profound recognition that others aspire to happiness and shun suffering the same way you do. Open your heart to rejoicing in others' happiness and empathizing with their pain. Now, having brought to your mind the fundamental recognition that just as you do, all others aspire to happiness and shun suffering, as well as having reflected on the deeply interconnected nature of yourself and others, let your heart become permeated by the sense of a deep connection with others. On this basis, develop a sense of loving concern for others, taking sincere interest in their well-being. Then remain in this loving state of mind for a short while. And now, as this session draws to a close, let your heart be touched by this feeling of warmth, tenderness, and caring for yourself and others. May you and others be happy. May you and others be at peace and at ease. May you and others be free of suffering. May you and others find peace and joy. May we all be happy. May we all be free from suffering. May we all find peace and joy.